Hey y'all, how's it going? Roxy here. By the time you hear this podcast, it'll probably be a few days after I've recorded it. So if certain things have moved forward, then just know that that's why. What's been going on lately? I don't know. For those of you who follow my podcast from around the world, who are not Nigerian, we have a cross-dresser in Nigeria. The most famous of them all, his name is Bobrisky, right? His real name is Idris, something or the other. But his stage name is Bobrisky. And I call his stage name not because he's an actor or anything, but because he has made this into his persona. You know what I mean? It's like it started as almost started as him playing a character. Some people had thought at the time that he was mentally deranged because he did it all wrong at the beginning, right? So imagine a skinny, very hard-faced, very, very hard-faced, hungry-looking, black young man who then decided, had no feminine features whatsoever, none, none, literally skinny, skinny, skinny. And just decides one day that he's going to wear full-on makeup. Not even well done. Does it make sense? I don't know what his history is. Some people have said he used to work under like the bridge. That there's this not in a derogatory way. There's this bridge where in Nigeria, being a West African country, there's some under certain bridges. I know it sounds weird to those who don't live in Nigeria, but it's not a bridge with water underneath, like a flyover bridge, right? Where there's also like traffic under the bridge, if that makes sense. In some of it, there's like some trade, you know what I mean? So there's some people sell things there. They're like, it's like an open air market. Do you know what I mean? Like a vegetable garden market in the open air. So under the bridge as well, you'd see some people stay there and carry on some trades. And some historical reflections indicate that he started out under one of those bridges, doing hair and makeup for women. We do have quite a number of young men who, as a business as well, are into women's fashion, women's beauty, cosmetics, etc. Nothing strange, nothing new. But for him to put it on himself was where I think people began to say, okay, this is now crossing from being the artist to the art. Which is also how I took it at the beginning. When he first burst on the scene, I always thought to myself, okay, he's getting carried away. If you've watched many of the best international acts, whether pianists or orchestra leads or you know them composers, many of them go mad with the art, right? So they begin to forget that there's a line between their reality and the art that they do. Some of them are called crazy at the time because they sleep in the art and they begin to behave in ways that they're trying to express more of the art and imbibe it, if that makes sense. So at the beginning, I just thought, you know what? He's been dealing with makeup all day, every day as work. He's dealing with women all day, every day as work. He's probably just lost it and decided to put on the makeup on himself. And I've also seen many women who try makeup on their husbands. So when they're learning like the trade of, you know, doing makeup or hair and stuff, they use mannequins, human mannequins, their kids, their husbands, anybody they find who would sit still for 3 hours and let them practice on you. I thought all of that. I thought that was what it was. But then he kept insisting, even when he had been so at the beginning he had been arrested a few times. He came to our consciousness when he was arrested many years ago at the beginning of this whole thing. He was arrested as a cross-dresser. He was at the time based on, I think, limited knowledge. Nigeria is very stone age about LGBTQ issues. He was accused of being gay at the time, and it turned out he said he wasn't. That he wasn't, and not that he had to prove anything to anyone, but he had never identified as a gay person. He was just a cross-dresser. He liked to do makeup, and you know, as professionally and in his personal life, he didn't see why he couldn't express himself as you know. Fast forward to now, so all of that has been going on. People have just largely ignored him. He stays in the media after he was arrested and everyone knew about him. Other people would have folded up and gone away, but he then stayed in the media and extended his 5 minutes of fame. That became his brand, doing his makeup. He was very good at it. He does his eyelashes. And then from nowhere, he added the dressing. So he started dressing up as a woman with the eyelashes and the full makeup. And then he went to events as in character. All of this I just assumed is in character, right? You can express yourself any way you want. If you want to paint your face in clown makeup and walk around, that's good for you. If you don't, just don't come to my house, don't knock on my door, and don't scare my kids. Do you know what I mean? But if you're in your space doing your little thing and not hurting anyone, I'm not sure. And the law hasn't said you can't, right? So as a lawyer, if the law hasn't said you can't, who am I to say that you can't? And so that's the conundrum that the police has found themselves in, a very conservative society that seems to think that their moral values overrides anybody else's personal preferences. We will always have this clash with people like Bobrisky. So Bobrisky, Idris, I call him Idris, has then morphed over time and assumed this female persona. And he has taken it very far. It's now his character, it's his thing. What he has then tried to do is to move away from being Idris completely and now lives his life completely as Bobrisky. He insists that he's a woman. He taunts the women, so all the women who reject him and say, you can't be a woman, don't start that conversation. He always says things like, well, they can't help it, they can't do anything about it, I'm one of them now. We all just think he's poking fun at them to get a reaction, and he always does get a reaction. He gets into fights with other makeup artists who are women. He brags about how much money he has, even when we all know he doesn't do anything for a living that brings that kind of money. He then says... Where it then became a little dicey recently is when he started introducing men to the conversation. So Nigerians just ignored him, as I've tried to explain, in terms of, oh, he's playing a character. Oh, he's trying to pretend to be a woman to get women to be upset. You know what I mean? No, he's all, ha, 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 so funny. But from nowhere, he then says he has a boyfriend that settles his bills. Okay, then of course he opens, I'm sorry, I missed the part. Then he has fans. So he has all these fans and people who actually follow him. You know what I mean? They think he's a celebrity of some sort. Then he then opens a page, right, where you subscribe to join. And, you know, he just talks on his page, does his makeup on his page. You know, these shenanigans. I haven't seen it. People sometimes record a bit of it when he says something interesting and post it. He's a meme, essentially. Ha ha ha. Very funny. And I hear people actually pay to subscribe to his channel. So he's actually making some money from it. He's not completely broke or, you know, doing nothing for a living, which is fine. I mean, he's on the level of the Big Brother celebrities and people like that who do nothing for a living, who just brand themselves, who get on a show, become famous for being famous, and then capitalize on that fame to get into movies and become a character and play that character for a long time and milk it as ambassadors of brands and things like that. Which is what the next natural step for him. He thought that because he's so liked, that he can move into ambassador. So he became an ambassador for some weird brand. I don't know if it was a female item brand. I don't know what it was, but it was for something he became an ambassador for. Then he turns around and says he has sugar daddies and he has a boyfriend. We've never seen any of the boyfriend, never seen any of sugar daddies. The same way he says he has a lot of money, nobody ever seen the money. And he always brags about his jewelry being millions and millions of dollars. We've never seen, you know, essentially. So we all chalk it down to he's looking for attention, he's playing a character, blah, blah, blah. And then from nowhere, from what I understand, I haven't seen it myself, he introduces some guy into the... So nobody ever sees the face of the guy. He's advertising some product that he's ambassador for and in character as a woman. And he holds onto a guy who's backing the camera and he's holding the product. And of course, there's a furore about it because everyone's like, but Idris is a guy. You know what I mean? And the country that has anti-LGBTQ laws... especially against marriage we have criminal laws against carnal knowledge of a natural nature, which is gay sex essentially, and then of course we have the anti-LGBTQ marriage law. Beyond those two things, cross-dressing is not a crime. But then him as a man dressed as a woman hugging another man publicly in published media, It's people are not arguing. Is that crossing the line into him promoting gay LGBTQ issues? Do you know what I mean? Is he publicizing LGBTQ issues because we know he's a man? Or are we now supposed to just assume that because he's expressed himself as a woman, we should take him as a woman now because self-expression is key? Essentially, if I say what I say I am is what I am, so I can do what I like. I think that's a bit of a stretch, to be honest. But I'm just trying to explain what the divide is. So there's an ethical debate right now. His supporters are saying He says he's a woman now, he for all his intents and purposes, and that he's already undergoing transition to become a proper woman, and he will be addressed as such, that he's not a man anymore. All the men are saying Nigeria does not allow you to do, you know what I mean? Like, we don't have any gender switching on the forms. You're either male or female. If you're female, when you're female, then you're female. Until then, you're male. Doesn't make sense. Just putting on makeup and then saying you're female today doesn't automatically make you that, because just to avoid LGBTQ laws. And essentially, then you're not holding another guy in public and doing affections. That's where people think he has crossed the line. Anyway, so that's what's been going on. I don't know. I have no issues with it. I'm always, my point of view to people is live and let live. Do your thing. Leave me to do my thing. If the law doesn't stop you from doing it, I'm happy for you. If I don't like what you're doing, I will write to my senator and I'll ask him to change the law. I'll ask him to propose a change to the law to stop you from doing what I don't like you doing. Now, it has to go through a process. That's why we have many members of the House of Reps, many members of the Senate, presidential assent to the bill. We have a long process before you can make something law that binds all of us. So that whether your religion, you can, if you can't use your religious inclinations, you can't use your moral inclinations to bind everybody else, because we're not the same people. And I can't also inherit your anger with him, because I don't care. And I always tell people, say, you're supporting him. That I say, no, actually, I don't care. There's a difference. I really don't care. He hasn't hurt me. I'm not offended by him. I'm not offended by what he does. If you're offended, that's your problem. He hasn't come to your house either. He's done nothing to you. You just don't like what you see. And so all of us have to bow to your inclinations. How is that right? Don't we have a process? If you want that, then turn your inclinations into law. That's all I'm asking for. So anyway, that's been the conversation. And I stand by what I stand by. It's not the law. You can't arrest him. He's a crossdresser. He hasn't ever admitted to having gay sex with anyone. He hasn't married anyone from the same gender. Everyone's waiting. I'm sure the police is waiting with bated breath, because he himself doesn't lay low. He doesn't hide it. He's literally up and about, open in weddings and things. So I'm sure the police are just waiting for him to cross the line. The moment he does something that then crosses into what the law doesn't allow him to do, then we can have a separate conversation. Anyway, that's why I just thought, it's been going on this past week. You know, I mean, it's a longer story than that, but for my international audience, that's what's going on. How is this going to end? It's going to end one of two ways. But Whiskey is either going to pull back and go back strictly into his cross-dressing lane and stop all these shenanigans about holding other guys, even though he doesn't show their faces, holding other guys in ads and trying to push the envelope with how far can he go with this character he's playing. He might want to pull back just a bit, because what happens is that people can ignore you for so long. When you throw it in their faces, then they galvanize against it. So even though normally they'll just ignore you or ignore the entire thing, you know, now that you push them to take a stand against LGBTQ and formalize the law and tighten the law against cross-dressing, you're doing more damage to yourself, your brand, and everyone else who is relying on the look away nature of the country. Now, some people will say looking away from LGBTQ issues doesn't solve them, and that everybody has a right. And I agree, everybody has a right to live their life the way they want, to the fulfillment of their destinies and greatest potential. I agree. But if we live in a conservative country that's currently run by religious-leaning leaders, I don't think that it serves anybody's interest to poke the bear, as it were, you know, and I'm being careful how I say it, but you do get my point. I think it's counterintuitive to push the envelope beyond what he has done so far. He's an icon already. He's made his mark. If he was just Idris sitting in the corner, he'd be forgettable. Nobody know who he is. But now he's a lightning rod for pushing the conversation around sexuality, sexual fluidity, morality, ethics, law. Everyone is having major conversations around what should we as a society accept? Are we moving towards the future? Are we giving too much rights to certain people? Are we going back to the past where we won't let anybody have any rights at all because certain segments of society or from a religious and moral background are offended by every little thing? Is that where we're headed as a society? And it's an important conversation to have. I'm happy to have it. And my position is really clear on it and where I want to go. Too much rights is not good for anybody. Too little rights is no rights at all. We have to find a compromise. In any event, that's where we are now. Whatever else has happened is relevant to what the philosophical reasoning that I'm trying to lay out in this podcast to get you thinking where we are, what are we doing, what the future is. Let me know what you think as always. Follow me, ROQZEE, on Twitter. Let me know what you think. In your country, and many countries have different phases of where they are on the issue of transgenders, on the issue of cross-dressing, on the issue of LGBTQ rights. Where are you on it? Where is your country on it? What do you think is going to happen? Just going forward in Nigeria and your country, where do you stand on the issue? Is Wabriskie going too far? For those in Nigeria, is he going too far? Should we have laws against cross-dressing, for instance? I just want to hear. Let's take a conversation on Twitter, ROQZEE, and have fun. See y'all. Cheers.